Several European officials, including Germany's foreign minister, have met Ukrainian opposition leaders at their protest sites in the capital, Kiev. These meetings are seen as a snub to President Viktor Yanukovych, who triggered mass street demonstrations by refusing last week to sign a key EU trade deal and seeking closer ties with neighboring Russia. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle arrived in Kiev to send a strong message to Ukraine's leadership. The minister walked with two Ukrainian opposition leaders, including former economy minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk and boxing champion-turned-politician Vitaly Klitschko, to a protest camp in Kiev's Independence Square. His visit came as a major boost for thousands of people who have been demonstrating for 2 weeks, angry at the Ukrainian government's decision to freeze ties with the European Union and get closer to Russia. Westerwelle arrived ahead of a meeting in Kiev of the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe. He told reporters he wanted to make clear that Ukraine has Europe's support. "We came to Europeans as Europeans, and we are not indifferent about the fate of Ukraine," he said, standing next to the two opposition leaders. He added that the door to Europe remains open for Ukraine and that the country should be on board with Europe. Other officials, including the Dutch foreign minister, also met protesters as Western pressure mounts on Ukraine's government not to use force against peaceful demonstrators. However, Russian foreign minister Sergei Lavrov, visiting Brussels, has accused ministers of the NATO military alliance of portraying, in his words, a distorted picture of events in Ukraine. He said Kiev had a sovereign right to ratify or not to ratify a document, referring to the European Union Association Agreement. Lavrov reacted to NATO's condemnation on Tuesday of last weekend's Ukrainian police crackdown on pro-EU demonstrators in Kiev, in which dozens were injured. There have also been protests against the detention of at least 9 protesters. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.